Good afternoon. We have a third speaker. Are they in the room? One person canceled. Our moderator has fallen ill. Now's a good time to escape. I'll have to wait to the end to go back. So far we have one no-show and one person actually canceled. So I was to go first, but he has a presentation and a vote. He has a vote. So the way they had it lined up, they had me first, which is I don't do anything out of the country. My name's Ellen Jones. I'm a nurse practitioner faculty member at the University of North Carolina at Greensboro. Well, Dr. Telavere is a public health faculty member at the University of North Carolina at Greensboro. My talk really has more to do with the United States and where we stand with human rights and what that means in the international community. And they wanted this session focused on older adults, which we'll do that, but it really can relate to whatever. We understand that in the United States that predicts that one in five Americans will be 65 and older by 2030. So we all understand that the baby boomers are getting older, and anyone born between 1946 and 1964 are turning 65 at an average rate of 10,000 every day, if you fell into that bracket. September of 2009, the U.S. Census Bureau reportedly found that 46 million people in the United States, or 15% of the population, are older adults. We also found out that this many people did not have health insurance in 2008. So we did recognize with the Obama health care plan that many people were without health care insurance. And you'd like to think that providing health care is about implementing the best option. In the United States, images matter more than issues. Side of arguments are viewed with weaknesses versus strengths, which the pros and cons of having a universal health care package. Tactics are used to create fear and uncertainty, and we understand that as we move through the political phase of the health care bill. And consultants and lobbyists pay huge amounts of money to convince legislators, corporations, and the public that the message of their employer or supporter is best. So we spend a whole lot of money in this country in order to provide health care to people that has nothing to do with the actual provision of care. And this is just parts of the public display and how people demonstrated that they did not want the government intervening in our health care any further, and that people liked it the way that it was. Health care is a human right, which is the purpose of my talk here today is health care a human right in the United States? And the answer to that question is no. And even with the passage of health care reform, health care is still not a right in the United States. There are many arguments to why we consider in the United States whether health care is a right or not. And so the pros and cons of both sides. We go to the Constitution for our arguments in the United States about whether health care is considered a right, but it is not to date. The United Nations has declared a Universal Declaration of Human Rights that does state that everyone has the right to a standard of living adequate for the health and well-being of oneself, one's family, including medical care. That is what's coming out of the United Nations. That is not what our legislation believes. Our legislatures believe that, due to the Constitution, that everyone has the right to purchase health care. All Americans should have the right to health care as do citizens of other nations. The United States is one of the few, if not the only, developed nation in the world that does not guarantee health coverage for its citizens. And I think we all in here know that. In terms of the people in the United States, we believe that it's the opportunity that if unfortunate befalls you, then it's your responsibility to take care of that or to have some sort of insurance to help you with that. So the Affordable Health Care Act was deemed constitutional by the U.S. Supreme Court. What does that actually mean? It just means that we're going to pay for services in a different way. It doesn't mean that we guarantee people the rights to services. So the original Medicare will still pay for services. They will include more services. So for Medicare recipients, you may, if you're in nursing homes or disabled, you may get more coverage, but that's not necessarily has anything to do with being a right. Medicare Advantage will focus on quality. Medicare Part D will cover more prescription cost. So that's what we're going to do for our older adults. It's all in the form of cost. It's not in the form of human rights. It's just what we're going to make available. 2014, Medicaid services will be reimbursed to providers at 100% of Medicare rates. The only reason we're doing that is because the people that provide Medicaid services say that the rate of reimbursement is so low that they don't want to take on Medicaid patients. So we're going to reimburse the provider at a higher rate just so that we can give people with Medicaid access to care. Has nothing to do with it being a right. It has everything to do with access. Top five states in which office-based medicine physicians accepted new Medicaid patients in 2011. Wyoming's doing a very good job of seeing people with Medicaid. Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, Wisconsin, and the bottom five states, Tennessee, Florida, also New Jersey, Republican states, all seeing far fewer Medicaid patients. So the primary care providers do not want to see the Medicaid, Medicare patients, and they're getting reimbursed at a lower rate, and if you'll notice, these are all Republican states, run by Republican governors. Totally political. More protection for everyone. The Democrats would like that. The Republicans stand on repealing health care reform. And so much of our debate in the United States over health care is political, and it has nothing to do with being a right. Regardless of this accomplishment of passing the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, the Act did not address the issue of all of the right to health care by all persons, including older adults. Basic characteristics of human rights, which the United Nations support and the National Institutes of Science, international communities and NGOs, the focus on human rights states that the focus is on dignity and integrity, guaranteed international standards, legally protect and define legal obligations, protects individuals and groups, applies to all individuals on the basis of equality and non-discrimination, obligations on the states, specify individual entitlements, cannot be arbitrarily waived or taken away, universal, independent, indivisible, interrelated, and can and should be claimed. We do not do this in the United States. This is not what the Affordable Care Act is about. The Affordable Care Act is about individuals' opportunity to purchase more health care. The British House of Commons has adopted the human rights for older adults in health care, and the Human Rights Act is an important role to play in moving the culture to one where the needs of the individual are at the heart of healthcare services. So the British House of Commons, the Netherlands, New Zealand, all of these countries have adopted the right to health with the guiding principles of privacy, respect, age discrimination. All of these countries have adopted the right to health as part of their policies. 2004, the International Federation of Health and Human Rights Organization designed a manual that outlines how people working in NGOs and the international communities working in these other countries should go about maintaining the rights and the dignity of persons in those countries. And it's a universal way to say that if I am a provider in North Carolina and I go to Honduras to do mission work, what types of policies and procedures and should I follow through with in order to take care of people internationally, no matter where I might go. They want to raise the awareness of human rights perspectives on health, including the right to health, emphasize the important role of promoting and protecting the right to health at local, national, and international levels, demonstrate the benefits derived from invoking the right to health, show governments they are accountable for obligations arising from the right to health, and provide a resource guide, which they have done. The manual offers advice, strategies, tools, case studies, demonstrating how to use human rights when you're traveling to other countries, and information and guidance. You can access the International Federation of Health and Human Rights Organizations at this web address, and there you can find the manual. The American Association for the Advancement of Science is an international nonprofit dedicated to advancing science around the world, and it serves as one of the leading education spokesperson and professional organizations, and their website is below. And they also have documents that speak to international human rights. HurryDocs is a human rights information and documentation system. It was established in 1982, and it's concerned with human rights organizations, and they champion human rights and the right to health, and you can access their information at the following web address. The Elder Protection and Abuse Prevention Act amends the Older Americans Act of 1965 to the Secretary of Health and Human Services for Aging, and that's in the United States. And they ensure that all programs funded under such act include appropriate training in elder abuse and prevention and provision of services so that we don't exploit older adults in the United States. So instead of having a Human Rights Act in the United States, we have it all tied up in governing and legislation. For example, nursing homes go through governing and legislation and criteria so that older adults who are institutionalized are not abused. We have mechanisms that if I were to take my 83-year-old mother to the physician's office and they thought I were abusing her in some way, that's a reportable act. So for children, we have reportable acts for abuse. We have a social services system in this country that handles this, but we have no right to health. So we have no statement in the United States that say that we have a right to health in any way, but we have laws and legislation and rules and procedures that govern how we protect individuals. The Senate passed a bill. The Senate had a bill number 2077 that has a 2% chance of being enacted that was put into legislation in January of 2012. It's already been buried by the subcommittee and the chairman of that committee, so that the prognosis of us getting a right to health bill is 2%. And that's the way that it has been recorded in Congress under the Bill Act. What this means is the Affordable Health Care Act offers the opportunity for all Americans to be able to receive health care services. These services must be paid for through public or private insurance. Primarily, the Act reforms insurance. Many argue the pros and cons of the federal regulations and financial costs of these services. This really is access. We had access to care before we had the Affordable Health Care Act. We could have private health care. If we are uninsured at this point and we want to buy into the health care system, the Affordable Health Care Act will offer insurance opportunities at the state level. The states are arguing about whether or not that they can provide these insurance opportunities. But it did not include any of the ideals of honoring the residents of the United States to the right to health or health care. It's not a human right. But it is better, much better than what we had before. So we are moving in the right direction, but we are still not there. The references for this particular session were from the Right to Health. And these are websites. Does anyone need to write these or any of these? You can see them at the end if you do. I won't take them down. And really the purpose of my session was to set up that the United States, as we talk about these other countries, even in countries that are undeveloped and underprivileged, they do have international rights to health, and the United States just falls far behind in that, and we still don't want to state that we have a right to health in our country.